How do you feel about only kids, only children, only childs? I don't know how you say that. How do you feel about only child, children, only kids, kids that don't have any siblings? Either you are one, or maybe, you know, as a parent, you've debated on do I want one kid? Would that be weird if I had one? Do I want two? Do I want three? Whatever, right? We've got one podcast family member that had somebody come up to her at the grocery store and say the rudest thing about her only child. And I want to see how you feel about it. And we'll get to it today with Ask My Mom on the show. Welcome.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Hello, hello, welcome. How are you? Happy Thursday. You're listening in real time. Really appreciate you being here. I love it, like, when you listen to this, too. I don't know if you listen to this on your commute. I don't know if you listen to this when you're at the gym. I don't know if you listen to this. And if you listen to the Uncensored podcast this week, the woman says she only has time to listen in the shower. So, I don't know. Wherever you listen, I'd be kind of curious to know. We got three principles on this podcast, just so you know. It's live, laugh, love your mom. We live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
All right, the Amazon saga. I feel like we need a name for this segment. My mom's always got something going on with Amazon. If you're new to our podcast, she's... because you're not really a difficult person. That's why I don't know how it always happens. Like, you're not even really that particular. So I don't know how there's always some issue. Like, it started because the delivery truck driver used to always drive down our driveway, and she didn't want him to because it was messing up the driveway, supposedly.
No, he was running over our yard.
Oh, yeah, running over the yard. Mm-hmm. So that was how it all started. And then we just once a month, we have some kind of like, I need a good name for this segment. Amazon something. Amazon atrocities. Is that a word, atrocity?
The trials of Amazon.
Yeah, that's not as catchy.
Oh.
Like, what is that, atrocity a word? I don't know if that's a word or not.
Atrocity.
Amazon atrocity. I don't know. Anyway, what's the latest drama with Amazon? What now?
So the latest thing is I bought a dress on Amazon more than a month ago. It was about $130, and I didn't expect it to be here in 2 days because they said it would ship, you know, the end of the month. Okay, mm-hmm. That's cool. I get the dress. Of course, it's from China.
Okay.
I open this up, and the way that it comes together in the back, it ties. So it's almost like a corset. You know, like it pulls you in,
right?
And you tie it. I was like, no, I'm having no parts of this. I couldn't even put it on by myself. This is insane. Okay. Didn't say a word about that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No. Okay, so I bag it up and I start going through the return process, right?
Because you checked before you sent it, right? It said you could return it. Because some of these Amazon said you can't return them.
No.
So
no, it was returnable.
You got to make sure that you're always, you got to follow the policy. So far, that's right. You know they had returns. So far, so good. I'm in.
No, they had returns. And it came not in a box, but like a big plastic bag.
Okay.
All poofed up.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so it was really wrinkled. So anyway, I was like, I'm not even putting this on. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen. So I applied for, I put in for a refund. And they sent me a mailing label. Well, the mailing label was to China. I said, wonder how this is going to work
out. Wait, did it come from China?
Yeah, that's why it took a month, I'm sure, to get here.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so I take it to the post office
mm-hmm.
because it said send it back USPS, right?
Right, right.
And the woman weighs it and she says, it'll be $62. I said, excuse me?
God.
She said,
how heavy was this dress?
I mean, it's not that heavy. And I said, $62? She said, yes, it's very expensive to send things to China.
Yeah, I'd say.
I'm like, well, no, I've got to think about that because that's half of what I paid for it, right?
Yeah,
I'm not doing that. So this morning I put in a complaint to the seller, on the Amazon website. And it turns out they emailed me back and they said, because I said, you need to give me a gift card or reimburse me.
Oh, you need to. Okay.
You know, yeah. You need to reimburse me for returning this shipment because it's going to be $62.
Okay.
And that is insane.
Yeah.
And
how much the dress cost?
Like $130.
Okay.
So, you know, it's like almost half.
Yeah.
So they send me back an email and said, yes, we'll refund your dress and you can send it back to our U.S. location.
Okay.
And they gave me the address for a place in New Jersey.
All right.
Okay, but how many people would have gone to the post office and not complained and would have thought the only way they could return that would be to pay $62? Because I was thinking, well, I'm not paying $62. I'll donate this dress.
Well, yeah. It's not worth it just to get your, you know, other $62 back pretty much, you know?
No.
Yeah. I think I just got to get you off Amazon. I think that's really the only solution we have at this point is like you no longer doing Amazon. I feel like it causes so many issues.
No, I can't live without Amazon.
Yeah.
No, that's not even an option.
And I don't even know. Wait, so why did it tell you to ship it back to China? That I don't understand.
I don't know. That's the return label.
It just said, hey.
You know when it sends you a return code?
Yeah,
and you just
click on the label, right, and print it up. And then,
that's,
yeah,
right. Yeah.
Well.
And you put it on the package and you take it to the, usually, to, I usually, usually take it to UPS, but it said, yeah, USPS. Okay.
Well,
so
we have learned something new today, which is if something is asked to be shipped back to China, you should check because
that's right.
That would be ridiculous.
That's,
you know,
crazy.
That's always the worst too when you order something off Amazon and it's like I order really fast. I don't sit there. I don't like, you know.
You don't read the fine print.
I don't
print.
Read the fine print. Usually I'll see if it's returnable, if it's something that I'm questioning, right? But I don't see where. I don't see like where it's got to go to. And then like you order and it's like, okay, so for today, for example, is the 25th, 26th when this gets released. Then it's like, oh, your expected return ship date is, you know, November 13th. I'm like, what?
Right.
I didn't see that part. I didn't see that part. You know?
That's like, the way it was with his dress. Oh my gosh.
Dang it. Well, we're officially, this is, I'm guessing, for Dramaggie's wedding. That's my sister. We call her Dramaggie. Her real name's Maggie, but she's very dramatic. Mm-hmm. What day is her wedding?
The 25th of September.
Okay, so it's literally from day of recording. We got a month to go.
That's
honestly right. How ready are you for wedding number two to be over with?
I'm excited.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm ready to party.
Don't BS. Don't BS.
No, I'm very excited. I like our vendors. I love having a wedding planner for this one.
Mm-hmm.
She's great. She is so fantastic and. She runs interference with all these vendors, and she keeps us all in line. And well, she tries to keep Maggie in line.
If you can sleep well tonight with that answer, then I'll let you.
Yes,
give it.
I can.
Okay. All right.
I can. I'm excited.
Okay. There it is.
Maggie asked me that same question today. She's like, "Are you excited?" Because I don't think she is at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, when you're about a month away from a wedding, I don't think anybody's excited anymore. You know, it's like, so there's so many last minute things to do and say and check.
Yes.
And yeah, it's just.
It's a lot. It is a lot.
Nitty gritty. Down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah, but we're going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you had another appointment with BetterHelp last night.
I did.
How did that go?
I don't know. I'm starting to get a little discouraged.
Oh.
I don't know if there's really an answer to the question that I'm looking for. And so I had my and I don't think it's anything to her. I have my therapy. You use BetterHelp, you know, for my therapy sessions. And I told you yesterday, I don't know why, but I'm kind of falling back into a slump again of like, even today I went down and just ran in the gym really quick. And for some reason I looked over and looked at the gym and I was like, where am I? I don't know why. I don't know why I'm still having these. Cause as of Saturday, like I told you, it'd be the 1 year anniversary of me being in Baltimore, you know?
Right.
And I kind of feel like we're running out of ideas of how to make me feel more at home.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to say that I've hit a wall with it, but basically we, you know, she was kind of going over like, okay, do you think that maybe it's because I literally live in the heart of downtown, right? Which in the heart of downtown, if anywhere, is like You really got to, you got to love like city dwelling to, yes, you know, get into it. And it's not like, we're not talking New York City here. We're not talking like, you know, lots of stuff to do downtown. Right. This is much more of like a business, you know, people come down here to work typically and they leave. And yeah, the little suburb I live over here, little neighborhood I live in, it's like, it's funny. It's like a mix of like young college kids and then like old retirees, and nobody that's really like 40, you know, there's not a lot of 40-year-olds. Most of those people are married and like gone off to the county, you know, off the suburbs to start their little families and stuff.
Yeah.
So basically what we came down to is like, I either have to like blow my life up completely professionally. Or I have to just accept exactly where I am right now. And I don't know that I necessarily want to do either of those. Or maybe it's not, I don't, so in case you're new to our podcast, I moved to Maryland literally a year ago, and I've really been struggling, like trying to fit in here. I feel like I'm not really finding pockets of, and of course, obviously the first 9 months, you know, was pretty much locked down, you know, until the vaccine, until I got that. What was it? April, maybe I got it.
Yeah.
When was Maggie's first wedding?
March.
So I think I got it like a month after that. Maybe it was April, right?
Yes.
And then I think maybe early May. So, I mean, I really haven't had a lot. Y'all know me. I was on like super lockdown. It was winter and it was just like, it was a struggle to have met anybody anyway.
Yes.
But I don't know if anybody ever feels this way of like feeling out of place in like your own life. And that's kind of how I'm feeling right now. I'm just feeling like this is not like I'm doing this life, but like, it's like not my life. And I don't really, I can't really like equate that to like, never felt that way before. Like kind of like out of body experience of where I'm like kind of looking at my life. Like, what is this? And I have these moments where I'll literally like, and like I said, one happened today. I had a couple yesterday where I'm literally like, I'll just look at something and I'll like freak myself out because it's like not my old life.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? And it's not like I'm even really thinking about it, but I'll literally just be like, ugh. And then I'll be like, what, like, where am I? You know, almost like, where am I? You know, like you ever like woken from a dream. That's probably the best way to like equate it. Yeah. If you wake up from a dream, you're like, where am I? Where am I?
Yes.
Like that's exactly what my waking life is like some days. And I don't know. What's really tough about this situation is I did really enjoy my personal life. While my professional life was super toxic in San Diego, I really felt like, and I've said this, you know, numerous times, that I feel personally like I fit in very well there.
Yes.
And that's the first place I've ever lived where I felt like I fit in. I felt like I was kind of part of the crowd there, you know? Now, professionally, as much as it was like a really high, like a high profile station to be on, a show to be on, I mean, it was super toxic on the inside, like super terribly toxic to work there for so many different reasons. But it, you know, it is what, and it took getting fired or laid off or whatever they want to call it to realize how bad it really was, right?
Yes.
Now I get here
when you're in
and
it, you don't realize it.
Right. Like professionally here, probably the happiest I've been. Right. But personally, I could not feel more isolated on like an island than I do. I feel like I don't fit in with the people. And one thing with Maryland, that's the, you know, so different about anywhere I've lived is that most people are like, it's very provincial. And most people have lived here their whole life. They kind of have very similar lives. They love going and doing crab feasts, and they love watching Ravens football, and they like to put Old Bay on everything. And I'm just having a hard time, like, kind of, as much as I it's not a terrible city, I'm just not fitting in. And I don't know, like, I'm just really like, I don't feel like I'm putting on my best radio show because I feel like I'm not fitting in. I feel like I'm not, this is, and I feel like this is therapy session part two, but since you asked, I feel like I'm not really performing at peak performance.
Yes.
I'm not really doing much on social media right now because I just don't really feel good about myself, you know?
Yeah.
Like the radio show is fun and like I think we're doing a great job with it, but I just feel so out of place. So I don't know, you know, like the conclusion we kind of came to last night was like, you know, like that's kind of my two options is do I kind of stop chasing this dream? And I really don't want to like start over from another radio station.
Yes.
Like I genuinely, and I professionally really genuinely like it here.
Mm-hmm.
Like they treat me really well. Mm-hmm. The listeners are great. Mm-hmm. Like it's, I'm working with somebody I really enjoy working with.
Mm-hmm.
Give me freedom to do what I want to do. Like it literally all checks out for what I would want professionally, right? Uh-huh. It's a great, great market. Mm-hmm. You know, the income is good. You know, it's what I would, my boss is great. You know, it's, there's so many things that like, is like a professional win for me.
Yes.
So why can't I just feel like I'm fitting in?
Mm-hmm.
And so she's given me a couple things, you know, like do the meetup.com and see if I can, you know, meet some people that way. But all my habits and hobbies are kind of introverted hobbies. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, I like to go see movies by myself. I like to play video games by myself. I like to go to yoga by myself. I like to, you know, it's just, but it's kind of pushing me away from my ultimate goal of like feeling kind of settled.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, settled here. Not just, I don't know. I've never had this sensation of like looking at my own life and freaking out because I'm like, where am I? You know?
Yes. Honey, I think you're going to have to find a way to let other people in.
I don't, it's not even that I'm not trying. I'm just not really connecting with anybody, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's East Coast and West Coast are very different. I've lived on the West Coast for 7-8 years now.
Yes.
And
they
I really felt like that was kind of my speed. Here it's, I don't know. I don't even know why. I don't even know why I don't know. I really have no idea, but I'm just uncomfortable in my own life and it's like the worst. And like, obviously I can't really talk about any of this on the radio because I don't want to like come across as ungrateful like that. I don't want to be here or make the listeners feel like I don't want to be here. I genuinely enjoy the radio part of it, but it's just the life part. I just can't get it to like kick in. So I don't know.
Well,
if anyone's
it's lonely.
Yeah.
It's lonely. Yeah. You need companionship. We all do.
I don't know if anyone's ever felt that way. I've just never in 38 years felt like a stranger in my own life. And literally had like mild little panic zaps when I like look at my life and I'm like, whoa, like what? This is me? Mm-hmm. I'm here? This is me right here?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. If you got any kind of feedback on that, I'd love to hear it. You know, I think that's what we... Mm-hmm. One thing about our podcast is we all kind of share our lives and I'll let you guys in. I mean, this is the most authentic I can be about it, you know, and without trying to jeopardize my career here, I just, I got to be honest with like, I'm just not feeling like I fit in, you know, I'm just not feeling connected or like that I really have any kind of anybody, you know?
Well,
so,
and sadly you have one of those careers that you have to follow the job.
Yeah.
You know, you can't really say, well, I'm going to move to San Diego and then start looking around.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, you know? Yeah, absolutely. Especially right now. Like, it's
so
like
you can't choose place over your profession.
They just put a morning show in Dallas. But before that, I would say within the top 25 cities, Jess and I were the last morning show they put in place. Okay.
Oh,
and that was a year ago.
Yeah.
So it's not. We're not talking like I again, and we've talked about this. I didn't get much feedback last time. So if all this is getting really boring to you, just let me know because I can shut up about it. But like, I don't know if people that didn't, you know, that just didn't chase their dream, but kind of chased their life instead, if they really benefited from that or they wish they would have chased their dream instead. Uh-huh. I don't know because I'm scared. There's no going back, right? There's no going back.
Right.
Like, or there, I mean, there is, but like, it's a very, once you're out, you know,
it's hard
they always
to get
say
back in.
It's hard to get back in.
Yes.
And I got really lucky. I've gotten really lucky twice at it. So not to say it can't happen again, but in this kind of climate the radio's in right now, I pretty much have to know that, like, this was it. You know, like, this is going to be it. I'm going to hang my hat up and just, you know, move on to the next thing. But
right.
I don't want to. I don't want to professionally do that. But I also, like, I'm just getting too old to be like, oh, my God, radio. Like, that's all I need in my life and I'll be happy, you know? Mm-hmm. So... I don't know. I'm just kind of rambling over here. But
well, maybe you'll meet a significant other and then that will change everything.
But that's the thing is, like, I don't even really feel like dating right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, because you haven't met someone that interests you yet.
I'll say this, that like if you I told you that there was a woman, and I'm going to save this story for the radio show because we're honestly running kind of short on time today for the podcast now. But if I told you there was a 59-year-old woman that wanted to ask me out, and she finally did yesterday. So I guess it would have been Tuesday, technically, when you're listening to this. So I'll save that story, all that, for Kramer and Jess on demand, or you can listen live to the radio show because I'll kind of catch you up over there. But on the Uncensored podcast, we talk about intimacy with older people. So there's that angle.
Oh,
you can go
boy.
Listen to that on demand podcast too. Sorry, the Uncensored podcast to kind of get that angle of it. And I think there's enough of the 59-year-old woman conversation to go with to go around.
Between those two.
Yeah, I'll spare you the story again. That'll be on that'll be Thursday's on demand podcast, or you can listen live, of course, on Odyssey or yeah, that's it. Or
wherever
the radio.
You get your podcast.
Or wherever you no, it is. You're right. Well, no, you can only listen live on Odyssey app, but you can listen on demand. Yeah, pretty much anywhere you get your podcast.
So. Okay.
There it is. There, but okay. One thing I don't want to like do it is like I just don't want to come across as like ungrateful.
Right.
Like I'm so freaking grateful for this job. And like,
yes.
I look at so many of my radio friends out of work right now. And like,
yes.
It's almost like this survivor's guilt I have.
And it really was miraculous. You could bring your co-host with
That's what I'm saying. Like professionally, it just worked out so well.
Wow. Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't want to just like, I don't want to quit too soon just because.
Right.
But I mean, technicality, you know, I've got a year left of my contract. Really 90 days out, I really have to kind of know. It's about 9 months. I'll kind of need to like figure out. And like, I hope that I want to stay. I really do. Mm-hmm. Like, I hope that I want to stay.
Mm-hmm.
But to be continued. But if you got some feedback.
I like having you on this side of the world.
Yeah, I bet.
It's a lot easier to get to you.
I didn't like recording the podcast at 2 p.m., so it was a lot easier to be on this side.
Right.
Yeah. All right, let's get to our quote for today.
Okay, it's from Deepak Chopra. There are no extra pieces in the universe. Everyone is here because he or she has a place to fill, and every piece must fit itself into the big jigsaw puzzle.
Mm.
So that's kind of where you are, right?
Well, I suppose.
Trying to figure out where you fit in the big jigsaw puzzle.
Right.
Because we all have a place here. We all have gifts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. And I don't know. I felt like I used to know where my place was, but I don't know anymore. I don't really feel I'm like that last piece of like, where does it go here? You're kind of spinning the piece, you know, like I think it goes here, but I'm not quite sure. Spin.
Mm-hmm.
So
that happens in midlife too.
Damn.
I think that happens to most of us.
But I don't want to be that 40-year-old dude that's like, I'm moving to Montana. I'm going to get me a ranch. I don't want to be basically my brother. Like, God bless him. But like, talk about like blowing your life up and like completely just kind of getting off the grid. Like, I'm about 2 more months of loneliness away from doing that.
He's quite happy. He's quite happy in his forest.
He is. I see that. I see that. All right. We'll get to Ask My Mom in just a couple of seconds. Before we do, speaking of BetterHelp, it really is great to like talk all this stuff out because like, where can you go? You probably don't have a podcast just to like vent for like 15 minutes about it. But with BetterHelp, it's so great because wherever you are, you can have a therapist connected to you instantly. Like I connect with my therapist now once a week and we're just kind of like talking through this, you know, we're talking through options and like realistic options, not just sugarcoat. It's like real life options about like, what do I really want my life to look like? You know,
mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, you feel like it's kind of bogging you down. It's great to get into therapy. And this whole story was not just to set this commercial up, but they are a sponsor this week. So here we are. BetterHelp is online therapy and counseling with professionals. This is not self-help. This is like real therapy that you do from your phone. You can do it from your laptop. You can do it. You can do messaging over the app. There's many ways to connect with your therapist and you can do it all the time. They'll get you connected with a therapist in less than 48 hours. Mine took about 6 hours this last time. So Listen, if you got a crisis going on right now, we'll get you connected as soon as humanly possible. You know, you're not going to be able to find a real therapist in that amount of time and get a session in. There's just no way. But when you do it digitally, it's a whole lot easier to schedule and find somebody. And it's just, I really highly recommend. So stress, anxiety, depression, if you're dealing with relationship issues, if you're dealing with things like PTSD, if you're dealing with, they even have LGBTQ counselors and therapists that are like ready to help you get through whatever it is you may be going through in your life, and they can understand where you're coming from. And that's what I love about BetterHelp. So I'm going to give you 10% off your first month to go try it out. It's betterhelp.com/Kramer. Join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, it is BetterHelp, HELP.com/Kramer. I really do. I hope you'll give it a shot. Or if it's not now, you know, soon when you need it. Well, hopefully you never need therapy, but you do. Okay. So
we all do.
So do it. Yeah.
That's exactly
also a reminder to go check out Gabby this week. I lowered my insurance, my car insurance, to $66 a month, which is down from like $130 or something like that. Same coverage. Same coverage. I saved a whole lot of money, and this is what I'm saying. Like, there's a lot of these companies that, you know, will claim to compare your auto and home insurance rates. There's only one though that actually does it, and that's Gabby. Gabby is the one true comparison platform. It's fast, get verifiable quotes, so not ballpark guesses. You use your current policy to find a better policy, and they compare your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers like Progressive and Nationwide and Travelers. It's all in one place. You use your current information, insurance information, to get started. I just logged into my account and like it pulled all the information over. So it's, I'm a big fan. Gabby customers save about $961 per year on average. Like, that's a vacation.
That is.
Like, think fabulous. About that. That's literally a vacation money. For you, you know?
Yes.
And they're never going to sell your info. So there's no annoying spam calls, no robocalls. They just want to get you the best deal. So put your policy to the test like I did. Get a better insurance with Gabby. It's totally free to check, and there's no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/Kramer. It's Gabi.com/Kramer. Gabby.com/Kramer. All right. Ask my mom in just a couple of seconds. And then we're going to talk about how many kids is the right amount of kids. And I don't know how you'll feel about this one. I'm genuinely curious. So hang on for a few. Certified fans, this is your shout out. Thank you so much for being here. Certified fans are people that donate $5 a month to the show. Super grateful. Just so you know, again, like I said at the end of yesterday's podcast, this is the place that feels like home to me, honestly, right now, is the podcast. And just having you connect with us on like a daily basis is like so special to me. So thankful for you. So just know that when you become a certified fan, you get a bunch of perks, and I'll just have you text the word fans, F-A-N-S. You okay?
Yes. Sorry, honey.
It's okay. You good?
You tell me my mute button made noise. I don't know what to do when I have to clear my throat.
And I thought, I was like, no. You still good. Alive? Okay,
I'm
she's good.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
I need you for at least another year of this podcast to see if it's going to work or not.
Okay.
That's what you got to keep fighting for.
I'll do my best to hang in there.
Text word fans to 888-Kramer-8. You can go to the show notes too. And just thank you for so much for helping be like a backbone of this podcast. When you join, you get an episode dedicated to you. So that's pretty cool. And when we don't have somebody new, we go back and we thank somebody that's been here before. We don't have anybody new today, so let's spin the wheel and we'll find out who we're going to thank today. And that person is certified fan number 228. All right, certified fan 228, and that is going to go to, I don't have your name. You did not fill out part two of the, let me see if I can decipher by your email address. Well, I don't have it. But your first name starts with a Y, and your last name is Lopez. So Y Lopez, how are you? I'd love for you to fill out the second part of your form so I know exactly who you are. And, you know, then we can give you an appropriate shout out. But Y Lopez, thank you so much. You've been a certified fan for quite some time now. For over a year now. So thank you so much.
Oh, wonderful.
Super appreciative of that. Don't know your first name, but you're Y Lopez to us. So
that's right.
To you, here is your probably maybe first whoop whoop, but I don't know. Here we go.
Okay. To Y Lopez, whoop whoop, So grateful you're here. Thank you. Thank
you. There you go. Y Lopez.
Why?
Text the word fans. I would really appreciate it. If you like the podcast, you know, we don't charge for this. If you don't have $5 extra, I get it. But if you do, and it means something to you, you know, this is what's going to keep it alive. So text the word fans, FANS, to 888 Kramer 8. Thank you for everyone that's been here for quite some time. Can't wait to see who we get tomorrow when we spin the wheel. All right. Let's get into Ask My Mom. This is an advice segment because sometimes you just need your friends to talk out. And that's what we are. Like, we're your podcast family. You got your podcast mom. I'm like your podcast annoying brother. And then you got the rest of your siblings, which are the people that listen to this and kind of build the podcast family, right?
That's right.
So if you ever got an issue that you're going through, you can always email me, thatguykramer@gmail.com, and we will get your dilemma on the podcast, and we'll kind of talk it out, and we'll see. And if you're a certified fan, you also will get you can always go read the stories. Sometimes there's more in-depth stuff that we don't put on the podcast on the Certified Fans Facebook page. So, all right, here we go. Mom.
Okay. Get this. Talk about this with your mom advice segment on the podcast. Why did I say advice?
I don't know.
I don't know. Let me start that over. I don't like the way that was. Get this. Talk about this with your mom advice segment on the podcast. I was at the store yesterday, and some woman came up to me and my husband saying how cute my little boy is and asked when we were having another beautiful baby. I smiled and said thank you, but we weren't sure about another one and that we might just have one child. This woman gave me a nasty look and said, "That's a mistake. Every couple should have at least two kids or not have any. What happens to them when you and your husband die? They'd be all alone."
Wow.
Woo. Am I awful to maybe only want one kid? Is it selfish? Does this woman have a point? Or is she way out of line and I should ignore her? Is being an only child really all that bad? Ask your mom that for me. Wow.
I'm guessing that was an old person. That sounds like something old people just come and say to you. It's just so unnecessary. Old people, mom, why do old people love doing that? Y'all love just saying stuff and you're like, what? Like, that was really unnecessarily rude.
Say that.
Well, okay, I'm not saying you, but I'm saying, do you know old people in general? I don't think you're in like the rude comment category yet. I think 75 plus is like rude comment category. You know?
Well, I hope I don't get there.
That's unnecessary.
Totally inappropriate. It is no one's business how many children you have except you and your husband. That's it.
But what do you think about that? Let's break down the point that she was making and see how we feel about having just one kid.
Okay.
And I'm genuinely curious, like, did you decide the amount of kids you wanted to have? I don't know that because mom, like with you, before you had us, like what did you think you were going to want or whatever you want to call it? What did you want to have?
Well, I thought I wanted at least two kids. And then when I had my two kids, I thought that was perfect. But it wasn't so perfect in God's eyes because
surprise,
then we had Maggie.
Maggie hates that story, by the way.
Which I'm so grateful for because now I have a girl. And having a girl is totally different than having boys. And they're both awesome.
What did Dad say that one time that got Maggie so upset? I think she laughs at it now, but it was like she was not a mistake, but like a surprise. She was a surprise.
Yeah, right.
Surprise.
No, it's perfect.
So you had two. Why not one then? Why not just one?
Because I had two brothers.
Okay.
And I think that felt natural to me, you know, to have two siblings.
All right. I mean, I don't know how you feel about only children. I mean, I think there's something to be said. This is me speaking with literally zero children or experience being an only child. So I really have no room to speak on this, but you know how I typically do. I love to give my opinion on things I've got no expertise on. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about having just one kid. And the reason I say that is I just don't know how. I've got a couple only child friends.
Uh-huh.
And I would say they do seem to be more selfish. And I don't
And I mean, hell, look at me. I'm pretty selfish. And we've got a brother and sister on both sides. So I don't know. But I'm going to say I've got two that I can think of right now that are pretty, they're only children, pretty selfish. Do you agree with that theory that, like, if you only have, and, like, I mean, let's go with her theory of, like, what happens when they die? I mean, hell, I think about that all the time. Like, what happens when everybody, you know, when my parents die? Like, I ain't got no, like, I don't know. Like, what would I do with my life? I don't even know anymore. You know, like, where am I going to go for the holidays?
Well, I don't know. You don't have to just have your family of origin. I mean, Your friends can become your family too.
Yeah. So I don't know. Do you, in your experience though, with people that, you know, that are only children, do you feel like they should have had, you know, like somebody else growing up? And for those that do have one kid, like, was that planned? I'm just genuinely curious. Uh-huh. Cause I don't know. I really don't know.
Right.
Obviously anything about being an only child or having just one child. I can imagine though, that some of y'all probably had one or like, whoo, okay, I'm good. Like, that's it. I don't need to push nothing else out.
Much.
I don't need to, I don't need any more. It's too crazy. It's too crazy.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just curious, for those that did have one kid, was that planned? Do you wish you had more? Do you wish, you know, do you worry about them being selfish? Do you worry about, like, if something were to happen to you? Like, why, like, does these questions go through your head? Mom, what do you think about that?
You know, I think it's up to each individual family to determine how many kids you want. I've had some friends that had only one child and it was fine.
Yeah.
You know, they had lots of friends around and, you know, they were on teams at school and it's, you know, it worked out fine.
Right.
So I think it's fine to have one child if that's what works for you and your spouse.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. All right. I don't have a problem with that.
Anybody think there's some validity to that? That comment, you know?
I'd be more curious about what it was like growing up as an only child too.
That's true. Yeah. If you were an only child, like do you feel any kind of certain way? Do you wish you had somebody else? You know?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
That'd be interesting to hear too.
Right.
Look at you, Mom. You're like a real podcaster.
Listen to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Phone number is 888-Kramer-8. I think Carissa might be retiring. She sent me a message today, and I don't know if she's responded yet or not, but she was like, hey, you know you can, like, schedule post, right?
I love it.
And I'm like, oh, are you retiring? Are you going to quit on me now? So
I was thinking about that. She has to listen to every podcast.
I know it. Now she feels obligated. Like, shit, if I don't do it, like, who's gonna post on a Facebook page? It's a lot of stress.
That's right.
My mom can tell you. Like, don't let me take an inch. You know what I mean?
Carissa, that would be one more job for me. I'm so grateful for you.
Yeah, Carissa,
I get
if you don't
it
do
if
it.
You don't want to do it. I get
Nancy,
it.
Nancy going to have to do it. So
I will.
Either that, I'll be catching up on Saturdays. Like, I remember on Tuesday's episode, you're like, we're way over that episode by now.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no one will remember that.
Yep. All right, 888-Kramer-8. Why don't you call us up? And just let us know, like, single kids, how do you feel about it? A comment was 1,000% out of line. I mean, no,
oh,
just
totally.
Stop, you know? Yeah.
Totally.
But everybody else, 888-Kramer-8, you're the best. Mom, I love you. Thank you so much for everything you do for this show. If we don't say it enough, we collectively appreciate you.
Honey, I love being here with all of you. Love you forever.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You had some funny comments about the mom tent yesterday. I wanted to share before we head out of here today. You know, the topic was, what's something that your parents did when you were a kid that now you would never do as a parent? Aaron said, put liquid soap under my tongue. Yeah. Even Nancy would wash my mouth out with soap. You would never do that now. You'd be locked up. You'd be in prison for poisoning your child. Let's see. Claudia said, make me go to school even when I was throwing up and sick. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Like, imagine now in COVID times sending your kid to school sick. Like, you would be ridiculed. But back in the day, yeah, we'd be sneezing, coughing, mild fever. They'd be whatever. Not been no big deal, right? Krista said, tuck my shirt into my underwear. I think that's just bullying. Karen said, when my oldest, she's 30, was a teenager, like 14 to 16, we would let her go out at like 8 or 9 at night with a few of her friends, with only the instruction being, don't come home in a police car. LOL. They wanted just to walk the neighborhood and chill in small playground and park areas to feel cool because they were out so late. They would be home by midnight, 1 a.m., and thought it was the best thing ever. That would never happen today. There's no way. Karen, I guarantee, I don't know if your daughter has children, but there's no way I guarantee she's letting them walk around, you know. Carolina said, in the fifth grade, we moved, and our new house and the school were about 45 minutes away. My lovely parents showed me the route twice before I had to do it myself. God, because there was no GPS back in the day, yeah? She said, I had to take two buses to walk in about 30 minutes. I cannot imagine doing this to my sixth grader. Oh, my God. So two buses, wait, and you had to walk 30 minutes. Wow, that is a doozy. Michelle said, walk home from school, let myself stay home alone in third grade, which is like 8 or 9 years old. Also, babysitting two little kids, like babies when I was 11. Yeah, there ain't no way y'all letting an 11-year-old in your house to watch kids anymore. Monica said, I'm 39. I don't think my mom ever used a car seat. We would travel 2 hours to visit family, and my mom tells me that we would just put blankets on the floor and we would just fall asleep. I should clarify, I'm not from the USA, and where I was from, it wasn't mandatory to use car seats back in the day. What? Just put blankets on the seats on the floor and just put the kids down there and just fall asleep? I would do that sometimes as a kid, but I guarantee you, not anymore. Lisa, last one. Lisa said, latchkey kid in third grade in summer school, kicked out of the house in the morning, back for lunch, and then hollered for at dinner. That's really what it was, right? Like, you just be like, go. I don't care. And some just go. We were fine. Nobody ever got hurt. I don't know. A different time now, though. Those are funny stories. Thank you so much for sharing those on the Certified Fan page. If you're not a Certified Fan, we'd love to welcome you. Just text the word FANS, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. The people are what make this podcast so good. It's you. So thank you for being so cool. You know, like, girls got to eat. Don't ask you to call in, be a part of it, you know? Crime junkies don't do that. We do. We want you to be a part of the show. So thank you for building this cool community and cool show. 888-Kramer-8. Text the word FANS. Get your calls in, and I'll see you tomorrow with Jimmy Mack. Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, Kramer, Mama Nancy. It's Amber in Atlanta. I am listening to The Mom Tent and have a horrific babysitting story. Now, this was a grown woman. It wasn't a kid, but a side note, I used to babysit or mother's help starting at age 10 and 11. So that's how young I was watching kids. A little scary. But my babysitter, she was a college student, and her job was basically, my parents would drop us off early in the morning, and she would take us to school and then pick us up from school and keep us until they got home from work. But she, one weekend, she had us all day for some reason, which was rare. And she took us to Piedmont Park in the middle of Atlanta and dropped us off and left us at the swimming pool alone. So when we went to leave, we thought she was waiting in the car and she was gone. I figured out how to call my mom collect on a payphone. I'm aging myself here. And we'll just say it was the one and only time I ever saw my mom get violent.
Hey, Kramer, Mama Nancy, Carissa from Arizona. Just calling about Wednesday's podcast and the allergies. So growing up as a kid, I did not have any allergies, but I also grew up on a honey farm. Eat a lot of honey. So there's theories that if you eat honey from like where you're from, you don't have allergies. But my aunt, who is the youngest of four, always suffered from like really bad stomach pains after every meal. Her siblings used to joke that she would hide out in the bathroom to avoid doing the after dinner chores. But she always told me that she was in a lot of pain. And when she was an adult, She was a missionary. She went to South Africa, and no gluten, no like wheat, like nothing processed. And she started feeling a lot better. She came back to the States and she ate something with gluten or something with wheat. And she just felt all of that pain that she had been feeling before. So I think they've always been around. We just either have fought through them or have found ways to cope with them. And now that there's more technology, they're able to identify more. Have a great day. Love you forever.
Hey, Kramer. It's Eileen from Flowery Branch, Georgia. The Mall of Georgia in Buford is a very nice mall, and when I shop, that's the one I go to. Can't remember anybody getting shot there, but I feel very safe when I go. Lots of nice restaurants and places to shop, and anyway, I consider it a nice mall. It's big, and anyway, I like it. And also, Sugarloaf Mills is still there. They do have a Medieval Times that my mother-in-law loves. And Bass Pro Shops is there, and they have quite a bit of stuff still, but I think some things have closed, but it's definitely open, and I think Avalon has a really cool, nice mall, or Alpharetta, I think it's called Avalon, which is maybe kind of far away.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.